Okay, next thing we're going to talk about is the Anschluss with Austria of 1938. Now, remember, the Anschluss is the union that was forbidden under the Treaty of Versailles. Germany and Austria were not allowed to join together. But Hitler was a man growing in confidence following the successes with the Rhineland and also with the Spanish Civil War and the Anti-Comintern Pact. Hitler was starting to feel much more confident. Not only that, but his new ally, Mussolini, was unlikely to stop him now joining with Austria, which is something that Mussolini had done in 1934. He'd actually prevented, he'd insisted that Hitler didn't do that. Now, 1938, it's a very different case. Germany and Italy are friends, they're allies, and so Hitler feels he's got all the pieces in place to now take over Austria, which, of course, is the country of his birth. So, how he does this is a little bit more complex than just a straightforward invasion. Hitler has got a Nazi party in Austria as well. And that Austrian Nazi party, was causing problems and demonstrations and riots in Austria. The Austrian Chancellor, a guy called Schuschnigg, obviously wanted to solve these problems, and he was coming under pressure from Hitler to do so. And Hitler pressured Schuschnigg into holding a vote. So Hitler, of course, didn't want to risk the vote going against him. The vote was going to ask the Austrian people whether they wanted to join with Germany or not. So what Hitler did is he said, there's all these riots going on, I'm going to send in my army to keep peace and make sure the vote goes off trouble-free. Of course, when the German army marches into Austria, it's not really to keep peace. They are effectively invading. And at least what they do is they intimidate the Austrian people into voting in favour of the Anschluss. 99.75% of Austrians actually voted in favour of Anschluss. Not a shot was fired, but certainly a great degree of intimidation had been used by Hitler in securing this. But with this vote under his belt, Hitler then obviously carried on with the Anschluss and joined Germany with Austria. Britain and France did nothing. It was simply not seen as important enough to actually go to war with Germany over this. And in fact, lots of British politicians agreed with Hitler's aim to unite the two. They could see where he was coming from, effectively. So, the Anschluss went ahead, 1938.